Track 13. Now, I have a lovely book at home, edited by Esther Ranson, called Once Upon a Christmas. It's an anthology of memories, stories, and recipes from a host of celebrities, one of whom is Carol Smiley. Her contribution is a lovely Christmas memory about Pokey Peak.
Christmas will always be a very special time for me, a time of new beginnings, old friends, and happy endings. I was even named Carol because I was born at Christmas, so that makes it extra special for me. If I had to think about the best Christmas, I know exactly which one it would be. I was 7 years old, and my mum and dad had been telling me it was time for bed for ages, but I was far too excited to sleep. Tomorrow would be Christmas Day, and I had been on my best behaviour for weeks. I'd done the dishes, finished my homework, and even kept my bomb site of a room tidy. But I knew it would all be worth it. After all, Santa had been keeping an eye on me, and he must have got my letter. Dear Santa, my mum and dad have told me if I'm very good and wish very hard, you'll bring me Pokey Peak. So please, can I have a Pokey Peak? Love, Carol. Now, I know what you're thinking. What on earth is a Pokey Peak? You can forget the Power Rangers or Barbie. When I was 7 years old, Pokey Peak was a little battery-operated Pekingese dog. He barked, he jumped, he did somersaults, and was your best friend. Was there anything he couldn't do? I don't think so. Eventually, I ran out of excuses for staying up so late, so I left out the cocoa and biscuits for Santa and was packed off to bed by my two older sisters, even though my big brother Jim wasn't even home yet. It's never fair being the youngest. I lay still for ages, hoping they'd believe I was fast asleep. And when it had all gone quiet, I crept up to the window to see if I could see Santa coming. As I rested my chin on the window ledge, I could feel the cold air on my face. Outside, it was like a fairy tale. Everything was covered in a perfect, glittery, magical white blanket of snow, and I imagined that if I sneezed, it would all blow away. I began writing my name in the condensation on the glass and didn't notice at first, but gradually the lights in the distance were coming nearer. I looked at the clock and realised it was already 12:30, and this was my brother only just coming home. I jumped back into bed before anyone came upstairs with him, but it seemed ages before that happened. There was some kind of commotion going on in the kitchen downstairs. I was desperate to find out what, but I must have fallen asleep eventually, dreaming of the next day. I woke with butterflies in my tummy and ran downstairs to waken everyone. For goodness sake, Carol, it's 6 a.m., groaned Mum. After lots of persuasion, I managed to drag the whole family out of bed. It's a tradition in our house that everyone has to be up before the presents are opened. The hall looked different somehow, overcrowded. The furniture from the lounge had been pushed out. Wow, I thought, there must be so many presents inside, there's no room for the furniture. When I crept round the lounge door, there in the middle of the room was a beautiful, brightly coloured Wendy house. I shrieked with delight, and my brothers and sisters urged me to go inside amid lots of knowing looks and giggles. As I pulled back the red cloth door, there was a little shoebox inside, a shoebox with strange noises coming from inside. Go on, they all chanted. So I lifted off the lid and a little wet nose came out. Then a little pink tongue licked my hand and I could hardly believe my eyes, for there was no Pokey Peak, but instead the real thing. She was an adorable little black mongrel. What a Christmas! I found out later that Trudy, as we named her, had been abandoned at a few days old, and my brother and his friend had found her and brought her back to our house. My mum wasn't too keen to have a real dog, but couldn't resist those big brown eyes. They hatched a plan to keep her out of my way until Christmas Day, when they would surprise me. Trudy stayed with us for 16 years until she died, a very happy, loved and cared for old lady. And for me, it was the best Christmas ever.